Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amabez. We'll pick up towards the bottom by Toshma. But first, what were we talking about? We had a machlokes between Abaya and Rava. Machlokes whether, in a situation where Habal Lismok Batsada Meitzar, if somebody wants to dig a ditch, and the Mishnah described the case where there is already a previous ditch there, and I'm digging a ditch close by, right? How much do I have to be marchik in order to make sure that my ditch doesn't affect negatively the other person's ditch? But what if there's no other ditch there yet? Habal ismoch b'tzad hametzar. Right? The other person, there's no ditch there. Am I allowed to go all the way because I'm not affecting? Do I have to worry that in the future he's going to dig one and then it'll come out that there will be danger? That's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, you're allowed to, don't worry about it. And Rava says, not. Then we had different days about what type of field this is talking about. So I saw the Sefer Chakiros, which is the big fat Sefer, all the list of the Inyanim of Chakiros, of all the Shas topics. So in the first Madura, not in the second Madura, in the first Madura, in the back, he has Amoraim and Tanaim Lishitasos, putting together many different machlokos between Tanam and Amoraim, trying to find a common thread. So there, in one of the pieces, he talks about Abaya and Rava, and he talks, quotes five or six examples where Abaya is always very focused on the actuality, on the reality in front of you, not thinking about the potential, but he's focused on the reality, while Rava is more focused on the potential and what could be. So this is one of those examples. Right, Abaya says right here, Bisomech, what, that he might dig a ditch in the future? Lamaisa, right now you're not being mazik. So it's not going to affect, and Rava says no. Rava says you have to be worried what's going to be in the future. What are other examples of this? Yeish Shalomidas. Lamaisa, right? What does Abaya say? Abaya says, Lo Ave Yeish. Right now, he does not know that he lost it. He has not had Yeish yet. Yes, in the future, when he finds out, he will have Yeish, but what does that have to do with me now? Right now, he hasn't had Yeish. And therefore, Lo Ave Yeish. And Rava says, no, in the future, you know, this could happen. So therefore, you have to take that into account. Just like here. In the future, he might dig a ditch, and therefore, you have to take that into account. And other examples as well that they quote here relating to Pasha Bav, one more maybe we'll mention that we had back in Bamatzia. Pasha Bav Yatzas La'agam. You're watching an animal and it went out to the agam. It went out to the swamp. Umesa Kadarka, but there it died. Kadarka, meaning it would have died here too, but Mesa Kadarka. Abaya says, Chayiv. Why? Because after all, Halomai Taima Amrinan Hevla Da'agma Katzla. Right now, it was the suffix. It might have died here anyway without that. But no. What happened? The Hevel of the Agam. It was the suffocating swamp area that killed it. And therefore, that's what I have to go into. What does Rava say? Mali, mali, malachamaves, mali hacha, mali asam. You know what I mean? It could have happened there too. What do you mean it could have happened? That's Rava. Rava very often deals with the potential, while Abaya looks like the facts on the ground. He doesn't connect to it, but does that connect to the fact that Abaya was an orphan and looked at things right now in the reality, a different perspective? Well, Rava, that could be something that we could talk about, but either way, that's just Abaya and Rava Lishitaso, this machlokas here being one of those Lishitasos, reflecting Abaya and Rava's general view in many other machlokas as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma. So that's six lines, seven lines up at the bottom. Let's try to see if we can bring a raya to this machlokas. If when I want to dig a ditch and you don't have a ditch in your yard, do I have to worry that in the future there's going to be one there? So says the Gemara. Sela habab yadayim. What if the dirt that I'm dealing with is very soft? Right, if I pick my hand in there, I can just pick up the dirt with my hands. It's very soft earth. Does that make a difference? So selabab yadayim, zechofer bor mikan, v'zechofer bor mikan. Right, each person could dig a ditch from either side. Zemachik shlosha tvachim, v'sad basid, v'zemachik shlosha tvachim, v'sad basid. And each one has to be machik three tvachim, and line it with a certain liner with lime so that it doesn't fall in. But what does the Gemara say? They both have to be marchik. Meaning pashtus, even the first one. So they each have to leave three. Well, one of them is going first, so this sounds like even the first one has to do it, even though the second one has not dug yet. So it shows that you have to be marchik even if there's no other, meaning kasha on Kashan Abaya, Raya to Rava. So says the Gemara, Babi Adayim Shiny. No, no, that's different. We're going to go with our Girsa first, and then we'll see the other Girsa. Our Girsa is the one we have in the Gemara. No, this case is different, Babi Adayim Shiny. If it comes up in your hands, and that's the Girsa that Rashi has. Right? Rashi, whenever we see a Rashi that has a Hey Gimel Hachi Garcinon, we know there's another Girsa that he's trying to preclude. So here, Rashi doesn't tell us the other Girsa, but he did Babi Adayim Shiny. And then the Gemara says, let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll talk about the other Girsa. Why is Babi Adayim Shiny? What's the difference? Because here, what's the usual case where Abaye says Somech, where you do an action which is not being Mazik right now? In the future, if you dig a ditch, then it could be Mazik. That's where there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. That's where Abaye says, don't worry about it, be Somech right next to the border. Babi Adayim, right when you dig, that's already affecting the other ground. It's such soft earth, so that anything you do in your property is going to right now affect the other person's property and make it softer. Even if he doesn't have a ditch, there's hezek right now. And therefore, explain the Rishonim, the Ran and the Ramban and all the others that quote this girsa of Rashi, that because it's karka racha, it is being mazik right now, it's not just being mazik in the future, and that's why Abaye would agree in this case. That's how the Chedushi Haran and the other Rishonim quote this. I think it's also in the Rimigash. It's also in Tosis. Everybody that was in the rhyme, but it's in Tosis. Tosis quotes this Girsa also and explains that difference with why Abaye would agree here. Tosfos says, right? Tosfos also has. You see, Tosfos Hachi Garcinon B'Svarim Yeshanim Sela Habavi Adayim V'Zem Archigim Otvagim V'Sar Basid V'Kashal Abaye Hachanami Shmo Lech Bar Shneim B'Basachas. Why? Well, we'll get to that other Girsa, but look at the third Y line. V'Yisvarim Degarsi Taima Debavi Adayim Halo B'Yabavi Adayim Lo. Specifically, the soft earth makes a difference. Why? Because there you are being mazik right away, right towards the last line of Tosfos. Uluri nira lachalik shapir. The Avagav de lo babi adayim shari lismoch. Even though Abaye says if it's not very soft earth, you could go right very close. Bibabi adayim aser lismoch. Lafisha karka misbakaas vinofeles karka al sadachavero. It's so soft, it's going to fall in like sand. And therefore, that's why there's a difference of Babi Adayim and Loba Biadayim. Let's just finish the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll see the other Girsa. Utakarila Maikarila. Of course this makes a difference. What was even the Havamina to think that this wouldn't make a difference? Answer, Babi Adayim Etzrichale. No, it's still a Chiddush. Why? Salkatay Techamina, Kiva de Babi Adayim, Liboy Nami Ravcha Tvei. Kamash Malan. I would have thought if it's such collapsing earth, you would even need more than the three tachim that is usually demanded and required. Kamash Malan, no, three is enough. That is all Rashi's Girsa, and that's all the Riz Girsa. But other Rishonim are not happy with this distinction. It's really being mazik now. You're still in your own yard. And therefore, if Abaye says you can be somech, if the other person's ditch is not there, why should it make such a difference? And therefore, they don't like, look at the Rabbeinu Tam on the fourth wide line. They near the Rabbeinu Tam, l'chalik, l'inyin heter lismoch, mean babi adayim, uvein lo babi adayim. I don't like that distinction. But that would be a difference, right? Are you really being mazik right now? So that is why the Ramban and the other Girsa quoted here in Tosfos, they all quote a different Girsa, and that is Baba Basachas. It means they're coming at the same time. That's the case, not Babi Adayim. The case of Babi Adayim, read the Braisa. Zecho for Bar Mikan, Zecho Bar Mikan. It sounds like they're both doing it at the same time. That's the difference. If they're both coming now to dig it today, so then, even though it's not there yet, I have to take that into consideration. And that's why Abaye would say that this is as if it's a case where the other bar is there already. Even though it's not there, but you're digging it at the same time, and that's the other Girsa. And that's what the Ramban writes here, a little more expansively. He quotes Rashi's Girsa, Babi Adayim Shiny, and then he says, Velo Daika. I don't know, I don't like that. Da Abaye Damar Somech La Mishum De Lo Marpi La Arahu. El Mishum De Kiva De Lesa La Nizak. Shere Ein Kan Bar Somech. Vachanami Lo Shno. What should be the difference? De Vadi Afilu Besal Abav Yadayim Leka Ezeka Linyin Bor. The Kiva, no, you're only being Mazik if you would dig a bor. What, the floor is going to collapse if he does nothing? No, says the Ramban. It's only in the potential bar. So I don't think this makes a difference, and therefore I like the other gear. So Bekulu Nuschi Atiki Dilan. Kasav Hacha Nami Kagon Shebo Lachbar Bibas Achas. You're coming at the same time, and that's the Chiddush. So then you have to read what the next line of the Gemara is. Udkarila Maikarila. Right, then what's the Chiddush, of course? So you have to say that you might think if they're coming together, so then you have to leave even more. You have to work out exactly what the Next line of the Gemara is, which Tosfos deals with, on the first wide line. Right? If to realize, figure out what that means, because it's, that line is a little easier to read for Rashi's Girsa. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma, we'll try again. Marchikin, now we're going to quote various elements of back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning of Lo Yachmar, yesterday's daf, had, number one, you have to leave the distance, but then it quoted some other activities that you have to limit in your Rishus. One of them was, you can pile up all of these items, the Gefes, the Psoles of the olives, and the Zevel, you can't put that too close, because that also warms the area, and that could damage the ditch. So, Marchikin, Esa Gefes, Vesa Zevel, Vesa Melach, Vesa Sid, Vesa Sloim, Mikoslo Shal Chaveiro Gimel Tvachim, Osad Besid. So the Mishnah says you can't do this close to the Kosel of your friend, or you have to line it, or rather, because the Gersa is it, or and, but what do we medayik? Taima Diika Kosel. Only because there's a kosel here, that's why you can't put it within three. Halakha kosel somech. Mashma, that if there wouldn't be the wall there, then you would be able to be somech and not worry about it. Again, kasha on Rava, who says, Eino somech here, it sounds like you would be able to be somech if there is no other wall there. So lo, no, ki leka kosel nami lo somech. Even if there is no wall there, you can't be somech. Why? The ela, my kamashvalon, ha kamashvalon dahani kasha le kosel. No, it's just saying that these are damaging to the wall. But even if there would be no wall there, you wouldn't be able to put the items there. Tosfos discusses on the bottom. This is a little different than the previous cases. The previous cases, you dig a ditch. What is the Mishnah saying here? Be marchik from the wall. And what do we medayik? But if there was no wall, then you would be able to be close. Why can't the Gemara just answer? You're right, if there's no wall, then you could do it closely. Because if he decides to build a wall, you could just remove it. Right, earlier you dug a ditch, so what are you supposed to do? Even if you would fill up the ditch, you've already affected the ground. It's already softer and banged up. But why doesn't the Gemara just answer, asked Tosfos, if you put it there, you're allowed to put it there the whole way, because you'll just remove it. Asked Tosfos on the bottom, Vatema, Kushia, my Kushiacha, Vade Mutter Lismok, Mashain Kosel, Shain Mazaklum. What are you doing? Give it according to Rava. Why should this be a problem? Ukshiachbo Zelazos Kosel, Yasser, it's a Gefes. You'll just remove it. What's the Gemara making such a kasha on Rava? Rava would agree here, because if you want to build a wall, I'll remove it. So Tosfos has two different answers. Tosfos says, number one, Vyesh Lomar. Dahani nami makalkalin esakarka v'yatzik lekosel likisha yivne afilushuv yasir. No, the point is that if this is in an area so that it's going to affect the ground, even if you end up removing it, it's so warm it's going to soften and it's going to affect it, then the karka itself is going to be damaged even if you remove it afterwards. Number one. Number two, v'yoda mari, easier said than done. If you have a whole garbage dump, if you have a whole place where you keep your zevel, yeah, I'm building a wall. Oh yeah, I'm going to get to it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, next week. It's not going to do it so quickly. V'yoda merid de b'chol elu yish tarach b'silukan v'lachach me'ata yochol akev alav ki yish lachush shemelo yamar l'salko. I know human nature, and therefore I don't want you to do this because I know it's going to take you. You know, it's going to take you a while in order to be able to remove it. So that is a second idea. There is a third idea that the Rush does not like. Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes a third idea. The Rush here quotes it and rejects it. What's the third idea? Maybe it'll be there for 3 years. And once it's there for 3 years, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so then that's it. You're not going to have to remove it. Right, the first 2 days of Tosfos are, you know, you'll remove it. You might not get to it. It's going to damage right now. Rabbi Yona quotes a third idea. That is Rabbi Yona. The Rush says, I beg to differ. The Rush says, and this we're going to have to get to, Hashem, in the third parak, Cheskas Gimel Shanim is when there's a reason for me to protest, and I don't protest for 3 years. For 3 years, it's my land. And I don't say a word, so then that's a chazakah. We'll have to figure out exactly how that works. There's a lot of lumdus there. Is it the chazakah? Is it just the lack of protest? But says the Rush, until I want to build a wall in my yard, is there any reason for me to protest? That's not a reflection that I'm not interested in building the wall. I don't have to protest now because I'm not interested in doing what I want to do. Once I want to build a wall, then it's already in the parsha. You can't, it's not that everything that happens for 3 years is automatically a chazaka. No, only if there's a reason against it. The Ein Dvar of Nirinli, says the Rush, right here in Simon Beis. Dim Isa Demutter Lismo Gefes, Kishe Ein Sham Kosel, Ubar Slamach Lameitzar, if you're allowed to put it next to it, Lo Yuchaliton Chazaka Laolam. Kibat Ein Mazik Loata, it's not damaging him now. The Ein Yacholim Chos, the Kol Makom, Shein Yacholim Chos, Ein Chazaka. Right, the Kidim Uchala Kamon, we'll get to Cheskas Abatim. And therefore, the Rush does not like that answer of the Rabbeinu. Yonah Cheskas Gemoshanim does not apply where there's no reason for me to be protesting. Until that time, it's not affecting me, and therefore, that's why I don't protest. Okay, three ideas. Two in Tosfos, one in Rabbeinu Yonah, with the Rush arguing. So, the Gemara said, so that's why the Gemara couldn't give the answer of, well, Rabbi would agree you could put it because you just remove it. Gemara can't give that answer. So the Gemara has to say, no, really, even if there wouldn't be a wall, you would not be able to do it. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that these items are hurtful and damaging to the wall. Hani kasha lakosa. So let's continue. Tashma. Marchikin, next line. Marchikin es hazroim, vesa machresha, vesa meiraglayim, minakosel. Right, the next line of the Mishnah, you have to be marchik, your seeds and the plow. All of these are also going to affect the ground. Minameiraglayim, minakosel, shlosha tvachim. Same diak. Taima diaka kosel, halaka kosel samach. Mashba, only because there's a wall here, you can't. If there wouldn't be a wall here, you would be able to. So where's it low? Kilek al kosel nami lo samach. Even if there wouldn't be a wall there, you also can't. Elamai kamashmalan, hakamashmalan de mitunta, kasha le kosel. No, it's just the Mishnah is telling us that mitunta. What's mitunta? Rashi says, davar lach. Some type of moisture liquid is damaging to the wall. There is ritivut, as we find in many different buildings in the world, maybe almost in every building. But anyway, there's some type of moisture, and that's not good for the walls. Tashma, let's try again. The last line of the Mishnah. We're going through every line. Vesarechaim gimel minashchav shein dal minarechev. The mill. You have to leave three away from the lower part, which is four away from the upper part. Taimadika kosel halaka kosel samech. Right, but if there wouldn't be a wall, you would be able to. Mara says again, lo kileka kozanami lo samech. Even if there wouldn't be a wall, you would not be able to be somech. The ella my kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Ha kamash malan de tarya kasha lakosel. Tarya, the vibrations of the mill would be damaging, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah just tells us in all these three cases that all of these items are, all of these activities, all of these items are damaging, and even if there wouldn't be a wall there, though, you wouldn't be able to put it up, according to Rava. Tashma, let's try the last line of the Mishnah. Vezatanur shlosha min akilya, shehein dalim min asafa, same thing, they have to have three from the lower level. Taima di'ika kosel, haleka kosel samech. So according to Kashan Rava, lo kileka kosanami lo samach. Even if there wouldn't be a wall, you wouldn't be able to be somech up until the border. The elamai kamashmalan, hakamashmalan tehevla kasha lakosel. Right, the hevel, the fumes and the heat from the oven is also kasha lakosel, and that's why it would not be able to be put there, even if there wouldn't be a. If there wouldn't be a wall there. So one of the Achronim ask, hello, here in the Birei Adaf, hello, Hezek HaGefes VaHazevel, Af Humishum Havla, Imkein Kvarish Minotana, Dehevla Kasha Lakosel, Matam Kefala Davar, Imkam Batanur. Right, the earlier, the Gefes, the Psoles of the olives and the Zevel, the fertilizer that also has Hevel, right? So what's the Chiddush that Tanur adds? Right, we already know that from the earlier, right? The heat. So he explains, there's a difference between a kavua damage and a sometimes damage. If I put a pile of gefes or zevel here, that is constant hevel. Right? It's there. It's always there. And that's why that for sure maybe I would have thought from the resha. Hevel gefes va zevel hu kevel kavua. Va hevel hatanur eno kavua. Ela b'shasha masikin or so. A tanur is only used every so often. So maybe I would have thought that's not as damaging. Only once in a while. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah. That even if it's not kavua zevel, it's just zevel that sometimes is used, hevel. It's not kavua hevel, it's only hevel that sometimes affects the other party. That also is a problem. Good. Vayter Tashma. So we finished trying to prove from the Mishnah. That didn't work. We tried every line of the Mishnah. So we try other areas. Tashma, we're going to quote many different Mishnayas later on in this parak. Right, we're going to become familiar with most of the Mishnayas, because as we said, this whole parak is really one topic. Really one topic of Harchakas Nizakin, my limitations of what I'm allowed to do because of the potential damage. Not just the potential. Maybe it's damaging now. Maybe it's the potential damage. That's what this Machlokas is about. Abaye and Rava. The potential damage that could be in the future. Says the Gemara. Tashma. Lo yiftach adam chana shol nachtomin v'shol tzavoyim tachas otzor shol chaveiro. Right, the Mishnah that we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 days from now, Chaf Amud Beis. Right, we're going to get to what type of parnasa I'm allowed to put in my house. So it says that I'm not allowed to open up a store for nachtomin, a baker, v'shal tzavan, a dyer, tachos otzar shal chaveru. If my friend has a storage room upstairs, I can't open up these stores downstairs. V'lo refes bakar, or a refes, right? A place where the animals are. Why? Because all of these items, the fumes go up and it could ruin the stuff in the storage room. Right, the refes stinks, and the bakery, and all of these, the dyers, they also have to burn hot things in order to dye begadim. So all of these, the Mishnah says, you can't do that. So taima deika otzer. So the only reason this is otzer is because there's already a storage house upstairs. That's why you can't do this. Haleka otzer oven. But if there's no otzer, you would be able to do it. So doesn't that prove against Rava like Abaya, that if there's the other person is not being affected right now, and for the foreseeable future, unless he changes something, so I don't have to worry about that. Right? Sometimes things are in the future. We're going to get to later on, and the Gemara is going to quote it. Planting a tree, which once the roots grow, then it's going to damage, even if you don't do anything else. These are different. Here it's where the other person did not do anything yet. The reality doesn't exist. And therefore, you see from the Mishnah, maybe it's only if the otzer is already there. If the otzer is not there, so then I would be able to do whatever I want. So the Gemara answers, no. Rava would agree in this case. Even if Rava would say you have to limit your bore that you dig, but you would be able to do whatever you want here. Why? Dirashaini. Where you live is different. Dirashaini. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, fourth line, Dirashaini. Chanus verefes bakar, dirasan shel adam heim. Person does that in there where they live. To do something in your house, part of life, part of what you're doing as just living, so if it's damaging right now, then we might even limit that too. But if it's only a potential, so that even Rava would agree to that. That's the Rashba's Lashon also, that a person has to be able to do whatever he wants in his yard. Let me just read one more line here. Read it from Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to get to the Rashba in a second. Be'ez Hashem, Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Dirashaini she'ein machmirin al adam limnoa mimenu shelo yaseh b'dirasa kol mashi yirtze kol mashi no mazikas chaver b'shasha somech." Right? You can't tell a person in his house not to do something. Is it bothering the other person now? No. Is he damaging now? No. Okay, then you can't say anything. If it's in his yard, that's not part of his dira, digging a ditch in his field. But here, in his house, he does this as a part of his parnasa. He doesn't have a separate house. So therefore, we can't limit him in that regard. There is a totally different shot of the line, Dirashaini, that's mentioned by the Rimigash. Dirashani, says the Rimigash, Ein balabayis tsarech limana milasos bebeso chanus shal nachtomin michshash shema yimalech hasheni v'yase mibeso otzar shela olam ein adam ose midiraso otzar. What does that mean? A totally different Dirashani. I don't have to be worried. The person lives upstairs now. That's what the Rimigash is assuming. Do I have to worry that he's going to make it into a storage house and then all the stuff that he puts in storage is going to be affected by what I'm doing downstairs? Nobody's going to make their living room into a storage house. That's Dirashaini, right? Not focusing on the mazik, but focusing on the nizak. Different pshat. The Rashba does not like that pshat. The davar, he says, ve'eino nira. So the Eino Nira, and he quotes based on sources. Chada, the Birushalmi Mashba, the Tachas, Otsaro, Lavdafka, the Koshekin Tachas, Diraso. Right, Otsar, whatever. It's not just living under the storage house. Living under his living room is even worse. Not that, oh, there's no problem under the living room, the question is only the storage. So the Rashba says, I don't like that pshat of the Gemara. It's not fundamentally misvara, but again, that's a different pshat that the Rimigash gives, and the other Rishonim don't like it. Okay, but either way, we see from here certain limitations in terms of the harkakas nizak and what's expected. Potential is only when it's external, according to Rava, right? External of my house. But if it's in my house, I'll do it when I want to do it in my house. That would be okay. And again, all of these have to be put lamaisa into certain types of expectations and normative practices in society. Let's say I'm having an engagement party in my house. Right, so how loud can the music be? Until what time of night? I'm in my house, what am I doing? So all of these are related to this parak, right? The limitations. We mentioned a couple of days ago, the thought from the Guinness Egos, where if Schechter has, a lot of it has to do with societal expectations. If society expects that a certain time of night is going to be quiet, if society expects that when you're on the airplane, you close the blinds so that the light doesn't shine in, all of those go into the definition of what halacha deems to be expected prevention of hezek. Good, let's continue. So we just quoted that line, Dira Shiny. So the Gemara said, now, Dekanami could also prove it from the next line, the Tani Allah, because the Brisa says about this line of the Mishnah, Im Haisa, Refes Bakar, Kodemes, Laotzer Mutter. If the Refes Bakar comes before Mutter. So you see that the Brisa says a Beferish, that if there would be no Otzer there, it would be Mutter. So Rava, Lechora, would agree to that line, Beferish also. Tashmas, let's try to continue. Says the Mishnah later on. Now do we have this? This is Lo Yita Adam. This is towards the end of the parak, right? Later on Daf Chaf Vav Amen Aleph. The Mishnah tells us Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach Lasada. I can't plant a tree next to my friend's field. Elam Kain Hirchak Mimeno Dalaramas. Unless I gave Dalaramas away. Vitani Allah Dalaramas Sha'amru Kedei Avodas Akarim. Why? What are the four Amos away? Avodas Akarim. If we open up a Mishnah in Maseches Kelayim, the Maseches always talks about Avodas Akarim. That around each vineyard you need four Amos in order for the plow to go through, in order to be there to collect all the grapes. So that's the Avodas Akarim that's always needed. Right? That has to do with Hilchas Kelayim as well. So the Gemara, that's the Mishnah and the Braisa on it. That four Amos is for the Avodas Akarim. Taima. So the reason that you have to have four Amos, Demishum Kedei Avodas Akarim. The reason you have to distance is because of Hilchis Kilayim purposes. Halav Mishum Kedei Avodas Akarim, but were it not for Hilchis Kilayim purposes, or the reality of a Karim, Samech, you'd be able to go very close. Were it not for the reason they have to put the plow in between, then you would be able to put it right up to the border. V'yav agav di'ika Sharashim d'kamaski. Even though eventually there will be Sharashim, there'll be roots that will go and damage pashtus and to be makalkal the karka. It'll ruin it. So again, what do you mean? According to Rava, Rava says you're not allowed to be somech, right? So why here would you be able to be somech? Wouldn't it be damaging? So hachamayaskinan de mafzik tsunma. No, the case is where there's a rock formation underneath the ground, the roots aren't getting through. Sunma, the rocks go all the way down. In the case that you're allowed to be somech, Rava would agree that you could be somech the whole way. If there's no foreseeable future damage, there's not going to be any roots, right? And the Mafsik Tzunma, and the Gemara continues, and is going to quote the next line, but, you know, let's just do the next line, and then we'll talk about it, because it's also related to that Mishnah. Tashma, the Mishnah adds in, Hayegeder bein tayim, if you have a fence in between, Zeh somech legeder mikan, Zeh somech legeder mikan, right? You both put it all the way till the fence. I want to mean, how can you put it till the fence? So it must be that this sunma all the way down underneath. And that's why it would be mutter. Ihachi says the Gemara, Ema Sefer. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Hayisharashav yotzin betoch shal chavero. If my roots go into my friend's yard, ma miklen shlosha tvachim, kedei shal yake machresha. My friend is allowed to dig three tvachim into the ground, and any roots that he finds of mine, he can rip out. All the way down into the earth, okay, fine. But the three tvachim in, he's allowed to rip out. But 1 second. Vita mafzit tsunma. But if we just said, the Mishnah's talking about a case where the rocks go all the way down, my boy has what kind of roots are we talking about? There are no roots. There's rock formation all the way down. So the Gemara said, no, add in hachik amar, vi'i lav tsunma. If there's tsunma, if there's rocks, then you can go all the way up to the border, as Rava said also. But if there's not tsunma, v'hayu sharash av yotzen, l'toch shal chaveiro, ma'amik shlosh atvachim, kedei shal yakev amachresha. Okay, so it's basically a chisurim echsura, and that's how we interpret the Mishnah according to Rava. The Rimigash again adds in here, what's the hezek, the potential hezek going on? So the pashas of the Gemara is, the potential hezek are the roots that are going to be damaging and going into your field. The Rimigash says that there's another pshat. Remember, the Rimigash was very early. He was the Rebbe of Maimon, of the Rambam's father. Says the Rimigash, Yesh Lafarish. Dahai sade sade yereku. Vahainu time demarcha dalanamos, kadeshalo yisari vimayerek venimsa, osir mishum kilayim. It's not the damage of the roots that's going to affect the earth. The Rimigash at least quotes a deya. He agrees to the other deya, but he's the case of being mazik the earth, but he says a possibility that it's because of the kilayim. The aliba, the haitana, the savar, the havas, ilan beyerek, yeshbo mishum kilayim. The tamsechas kilayim, perak aleph, ein mevian ilan beilan, velo ilan beyerek, vechulu. So he says that is another idea. Maybe this is the iser of kilay hakaren, says the Rimigash, which again allows us to talk a little bit about that iser of kilay hakaren. We know it's one of the five isurim of kilayim. It's one of the most chamor ones, right? Kilay zroim is only an iser to produce. It's not an iser to doesn't become aser bahana'a, but kilay akarem is pentukdash. Pentukdash amalei azera shetizra s'fuas akarem, it becomes aser. We discussed back on Dav Beis 2 weeks ago, why is it that most of the time we look at it as the attacking kerem that is going on to the zra'im, right? Where the Gemara says, omrim lo gedar, omrim lo gedar. So we explain there four different opinions of the Rishonim. I think we mentioned it on Daf Gimel, but it was talking about a Daf Beis, because it came up on Daf Gimel also, the Mishnah and the Brisa. Now, why is it looked at as the kerem attacking the zra'im if they both become ne'esar? But either way, that is a separate one of the Yisuri Daraisa. Kilei Akarim, and the Chinuch and the Rambam counted as two separate Isurim, right? An Isur of Kilei Akarim not to be Zoreya Kilei Akarim, and number two, not to eat Kilei Akarim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the two Isurim. The Chinuch says in Tavkuf Memches, Shlo Lezra, Mine Atua, Bekarim, Velo Kanvas, Velof. On a Daraisa level, according to what we paskin, Kilei Akarim is only when there are two different Tvua seeds and a vine. Let's say there's wheat and barley and grapes. That's daraisa, right? That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Shnei mine zraim, right? That's the lashon of Rabbi Yoshaya. Also, it's enochay bet sheizra chita saora v'chartzan b'mapolas yad, right? That's the iser daraisa. Why is that? Why is it only one and one? So the Chinuch and some of the Rishonim say the kerem is so definingly significant and important. If it's with one other zera, then maybe it's just mevatel it. And you don't even see this as kilei akarem on a daraisa level. It's so important. We know from other areas of halacha, sometimes certain ingredients are so defining that you don't even look at the other ingredients. And that becomes the ikker. For example, right, chameshes mine dagon. Right, chameshes mine dagon. You have mizonos in here, boom, that's it. You make a mizonos. Don't worry about everything else. Right, you make a mizonos. That's the ikker by definition. Right, in many cases in Hilchos Brachos. So here too, suggest the chinuch. If you only had one, let's say wheat in a kerem, then it wouldn't be kilei akarem daraisa, because the kerem would be all defining of the mixture. That's why on a daraisa level, you have to have at least two. If you have two against it, so then it would be different. The shorash of the mitzvah relates to general kilayim. The Ramban, we mention this very often, the Ramban in Yutes in Parshas Kedoshim discusses the background for the isra of kilei akarem. And that is that we shouldn't be playing the Ramban and Kedoshim. We shouldn't be playing God. You know, Kilayah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create this mixture. And if we allow it and create it ourselves, then we're reflecting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't you forget something? Didn't you forget something? And that's something that we stay away from, because that is reflective of something much deeper. Let me just read the Lashon. Says the Ramban. He says, "V'hamarkiv shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisiv reishis ki'ilu yachshov shelo hishlim akadosh baruch hu ba'olamo kol atzarech." Unbelievable. V'yachmotzu lachzor la'azar. I want to help you out, God. I think you forgot this one. V'yazar hu v'yachmotzu la'azar b'briyaso shel olam lahosif bo brios. And that applies to Kilai Behema also, right? All the different types of creations. I think I once mentioned that, like Dr. Abraham, the Nishmat Avram, told me that when the whole cloning issue came out years ago, so he went to, Rav Shlomo Zalman, or went to Rav Yashiv, I'm sorry, went to Rav Yashiv, and, it brought him like 25 sources. Is this source related to cloning? Is this? And he nixed all of them except for this Ramban. except for this Ramban about playing God, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you forgot one. So it's a hard, delicate balance, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us v'chiv shuha to go out there and conquer the world and come up with new discoveries and medicines, but to be creative in this way, where there are sugim shonim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us these do not belong together, that obviously is a limitation. That is that cannot be together, and that is the part of the issue of kilayim, and maybe it's even more chumer by kerem, because kerem is so defining in our halacha. We use wine and vines, so often that if you mess around with this, it's even worse. They are the most chashuv, right? That's what the chinuch and others say. Mikol mios kerem davar chashuv ma'od v'koach tivo rav yehabatel imo minacher. That's where we mentioned before. Okay, the Rambam, as he says many times in Tamei Mitzvahs and Mor Nevuchim, kilayim is related to avodah zara because the avodah zara made many mixtures, but that's not for us right now. Okay, there's more here by kilay zroim and. But let's leave it for now, and we'll come back at the end if we can get into the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara now that we've had the Tsunma, and we figured out that Mishnah, Tashma, about two-thirds of the way down. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Marchikin and Se'ilam and Abar, another Mishnah later on. You have to distance the Ilan from the bar, Esrim B'chamish Amma, 25 Amas away. Taima de'ika bar. The reason is because there's a bar there, that's why you have to distance the tree. Halek Abar Samech. If there wouldn't be a bar, then you'd be able to put the tree all the way, close by. Ay, Kasha and Rava, lo, Kilek Abar Nami, lo Samech. Even if there wouldn't be a bar, you wouldn't be able to be Somech right next to it. V'hakamash Malan, da'ad Chafei Amma, Azli Shrashim, Umaski Labar. The Chidsh of the Mishnah is just that, 25 Amos is the shear. You should know that the roots go so far, 25 amos, and that's why you have to be conscious of that shear. But even if the bar wouldn't be there, you wouldn't be able to do that. Ihach yema seifa. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Vim ilan kadam lo yakutz. If the tree was there first, though, you don't have to cut it down. One second. Ve'ilo samech heichimishkachasla. If we're saying that according to Rabbi, you always have to distance anyway, when would you ever have the tree built so close to the other person's field? Right here it's saying, but if the tree came first, then, the tree has muchzakus, and you don't cut down the tree. You don't cut down the tree, what do you mean? According to Rava, you don't build it so close anyway. So it's clear from that line of the Mishnah that it was built close by. So Kasha, so Kedam, Rav Papa, Bil Okeach, just like Rav Papa says later on, which Beis Hashem will see, we're talking about a case where he sold the tree and he bought, Tachanami Bil Okeach. What's the case of Okeach? Rashi explains, I plant the tree in the middle of my field, and then I sell half of my field. And all of a sudden now, the tree is next to your half of the field. So that's a case where I did everything beheter, I didn't do anything wrong, it was the middle of my field, and then I sold the other part of my field. Okay, so now that's where it can come up. The one who bought that other half, wants to dig a ditch. So in that case, my tree has muchzakas. Tosfos gives another pshat, but we'll go with Rashi. Tashma, we continue. Hamar chikinasa mishra minayarek. So the Mishnah says later on, also, if I have a ditch where I do my laundry, the mishra, I have to distance that from where your vegetables are planted. Vesa kreshin menabasolin. Certain type of kreshin, certain type of vegetables from onions. It damages onions. Vesa chardal menadvorim. So in all these cases, I have to distance. Taima deika yarek. It sounds like only because you have to distance it because these items exist in my friend's field. Haleka yarek samach. But if there's no yarakos, I'd be able to put in my bees and my creation all the way up to the field. Same kasha. Lo, kileka yarek nami lo samach. No, even if there wouldn't be vegetables, you wouldn't be able to be samach. V'hakamash v'lan, dahani kashu adadi. The chiddush is, like we've said five times already on this amud, the Mishnah is just giving you good advice. These things are damaging to each other. What about the next line? Rabbi Yossi allows planting the mustard seeds next to the bees. Why? Because he could say, right, this is Rabbi Yossi, like we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Perek. Instead of telling me, hey, get your chardal, your mustard seeds next away from my bees, you get your bees away from my mustard. They're going to come eat the flowers of the mustard. So Rabbi Yossi basically says, right, Al Hanizak, Laharcha Gazasmo. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi. So it says the Gemara, but 1 minute. V'i, Delo, Samich, if it's true that the cases that, according to Rava, even if the item's not there anymore, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do it so close. So in this case, how do you ever have a case where they're close by? So that's where Rav Papa said, "I'm Rav Papa bilokeach." That's where Rav Papa said, "Lokeach." He has his bees, and then he sold the other half of his property. Says the Gemara, "Ibilokeach, my time is Rabbanan." But one second, if it's a lokeach, so why would the Rabbanan say it's usser? What do you mean? When he did it, there was no other problem on the other side. Right, so what's the case of why would the Rabbanan say it's usser? He owed my time to Rabbi Yossi, but and also what would be the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Afilu Mishra v'Yarkanami, even Mishra. Why does he only argue on case number three? Even the first two also, he should say mutter because at the time that you put the Mishra and the Yarka there, the other person didn't have anything there. Those also should be mutter to leave because he was nata birushus. He put in there Bereshus. So why would Rabbi Yossi only argue on the last one? So Amar Ravina. Here we go. Now it's formulated. The machlokas that we already said yesterday. Kasavi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say in general, ala mazik laharchik es atzmo. The Rabbanan say, it's always the mazik's problem, even what? Rashi has in an important line to underline. V'yafal pishim etzchilo asa Bereshus. Even if at the moment you acted Bereshus, so still, the question is, how far do you take that? Because after all, right, in our case, how do we just explain the Mishnah? By a case of lokeach, you don't have any limitations on planting in the middle of your field, because one day you might sell half your field. Even if you say, the Rabbanan don't go so far. Right, and that's why the Rabbanan would agree in this case. But Michad, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Alanizak Laharchik Azatzmo. Rabbi Yossi holds Alanizak. So therefore we say, Alanizak Afilu Mishra V'Yarkanami. So if it's on the Nizak, so why not in the first two cases of the Mishnah? Well, he only argues on the bees and mustard case. What about the Mishra and the Yarka? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is not going to accept this Lamaskana, but at least now, El La'olam will keep the whole flow and then we'll make some comments. El La'olam Rabbi Yossi, Nami Alamazik Lasvirle. Maybe Rabbi Yossi also holds that it's Alamazik. V'yachi kamar luhu Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan. And this is what Rabbi Yossi is claiming to the Rabbanan in the last case. Tenach Mishra V'yarka, Dahani Maskihani, Vahani Lamaskihani. I understand in the first two cases where you have your laundry that's affecting my vegetables, because there it's only one directional. A is damaging B. That's where Rabbi Yossi understands that it's alamazik laharchik. Elachardol dvorim travayu maski adadi. But in the last case, they're mazik each other. So why should the mustard owner be in any worse position than the bee owner? That's what Rabbi Yossi has, even if he holds that alamazik laharchik. V'rabbanim, what would they answer back? Dvorim lachardol omazkilei. Bees don't damage the mustard. Ibebeinte, if it's the seeds, lo mishkachasle, it's too small. They're too small that the bees don't find the seeds. Ibatarvin, if it's the leaves, hadar peri, they'll grow back. So therefore, that's what the Rabbanan would answer. Case number three is different than the first two cases. So now the Gemara says, no, wait a minute, you can't say that. That can't be the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. V'savar Rabbi Yossi alamazik laharchik et atzmo. You know, let's stop there for a second before the last line. The Rashba has an important line here. Rashba has an important formulation. Rashba says, It's like a 10-column Rashba, but in there, in the middle of that discussion, he says, "V'al ikir harchakas hachardal min advorim t'mili." From the whole idea of being marchik the chardal, am I marchik klal? Halo achardal eino nichnas l'toch tchumin shel dvorim. Let's see it. I'm planting mustard seeds. So what does that have to do with you? The mustard seeds, they're going to damage the bees. Why? Because the bees are going to come here and get sick. So that's the bees' fault. I'm in my rishus. Why should I have any limitation? V'dvorim hein shem bos l'toch hasadeh hachardol v'ochlos oso. V'im kein havilei kibor hamyuchedes b'rishus hamazik depater. If I dig something in my rishus and you fall in, I'm going to be responsible? No. It's your fault for coming in. So too, if I'm doing the mustard, then the bees, they're the ones that are moving. They're the ones that are coming in. Why should I have any responsibility? Mikom akom balachardol amay marchik. Why should I have any limitation? Says the Rashba, umitoch hadchak, yeshli lomar. This is a big chiddush, but this is my only suggestion. Umitoch hadchak, yeshli lomar. Dereach hachardol mechadeid pi hadvorim. Umimkomohu mazikan. Maybe it's even if they don't come. Maybe it's the scent itself that's going to lead them. It's going to lead them. Right, and it's going to affect them there even if they don't come. It's against Rashi. Rashi says the Dvorim come. Right, would you go one step further? The Rashba doesn't say this. But because there's a scent, they're going to be drawn to it. So it is the Balachardol's fault. Is that, the Rashba doesn't say that far. The Rashba just says, it's the scent itself that's going to be matzik them where they are. But Rashi doesn't say that. And Rov Rishon and the Pashas is that the Dvarim are going to come. So why would that be? How else could he answer the Rashba's question? Do I have limitations if I have something that's going to lead you naturally into my yard? So look at the Chashuke Chemet here. He has a case that's very interesting. Maybe Lamaisa. Let's say I'm doing construction in my yard. I'm building something in my yard. I don't have a fence around it. Do I have to be worried that the kids of the neighborhood are going to come on and climb on things and do dangerous things? It's their fault. They shouldn't be in my property. Yeah, but if you have something to climb on, it's like screaming out to the kids, climb on me. Right? It's like, that's what they do. That's what the kids do. It's like the scent of the construction area, you know, goes to the kids and therefore they're going to have to. They can't stop themselves. So maybe like the bees that can't stop themselves. So that's the Shiloh that he has. So he goes through. Are there laws when you do construction? If there are laws, then for sure it's usur. For sure it's the responsibility to put up a fence. And that's most of the time. Right? In Bnei Ha'ir is kinu takana, she'asur lahashir mivne kazeh lo geder misaviv, chayev lasos kein. Right? You have to do it. But he talks about this type of case. But again, interesting what the Rashba does not say. The Rashba says that it's the scent that's going to the bees and damaging them. He doesn't say it's the scent that's alluring the bee, bringing the bees to the property itself, which is what the pashas of what other Rishonim say. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Savar Rabbi Yossi alamazik laharchik atzmo. So one second, so what do we have suggestion? They both agree alamazik, and it's a limited local machlokas about the bees? No, that can't be. V'hatznan, b'feirish, the Mishnah later on says. As we said, Rabbi Yossi holds alanizak. Rabbi Yossi omer, avapisha bar kodemes le'ilon lo yakutz. Even if the bar came first, even if he built the tree be'isser, he does not have to cut down the tree. Shizechover, betok shalo, v'zenotea, betok shalo. I'm just doing my own thing. I don't have to worry about what's happening. So what do you see from there, b'feirish? Rabbi Yossi holds alanizak l'hachak atzmo, not alamazik. So the Gemara rethinks. So ela lo olam Rabbi Yossi alanizak sfirelei. But the problem is, we're back to the original question. Why does he only argue on the bees and mustard case and not in the first two cases? Ula divrayim derabanan kamar lahu. And really he's saying, l'shitascha, l'didi, according to me, alanizak l'hachak atzmo, b'yafilu mishra v'yarka lo boi rechuke. I would argue on all three cases that you could always do whatever you want to do in your rishus. Ela l'didchu, da'amritu alamazik, but according to you, rabbanan, that hold alamazik l'hachak, that's my problem. Tenach mishra v'yarka, tahani maskihani v'hani lo maskihani. Fine, there it's one directional. I can understand why you might say alamazik. Elachardo v'dvorim, travayo maski ayadadi. But in case number three, there's two mazikim. So why should you say limited to only one? The chardo man. V'rabbanan, what would the rabbanan answer? Dvorim lachardo lo maski lei. Ibevente lo mishkachas lei betarfa hader peri. As we said before, they're not going to find the seeds or the leaves would grow back. Another big issue about that we don't have time to go into now, talking about you don't have to cut down the tree, cutting down trees. Bichlal. Maybe we'll start with a little bit of that on tomorrow's daf, right? Cutting down trees, the Israel Bal Tashchis, the halacha, and then the sakana element, based on the Gemara Baba Kama that we had. That cutting down fruit trees is a very, taken very seriously in the poskim. And, again, that's not the specific topic here, but it is talking about cutting down trees for various purposes, various, limitations. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.